Welcome to episode 14 of Autograph Weekly.
Hello, I'm Steve Levy, two-time Donkey Kong World Champion, and you're listening to Autograph Weekly.
You're now tuned into the most entertaining, informative, and downright kick-ass autograph show that has ever existed. Here's Zane Savage and Double S with Autograph Weekly.
What's going on, autograph collectors? I'm Stacey Schaefer.
And I'm Zane Savage, and you're listening to Autograph Weekly, where we will feed your autograph addiction every week until Newt Gingrich has a wife-approved open marriage. Guys, we want to remind you that there will be a keyword hidden in today's show. Find that keyword and type it on our Facebook page, on our Facebook wall at facebook.com/autographweekly to win a prize. More about the prize later on in the show. But let's hit that Mojo mailbox. Stacy, what'd you get?
Actually, this was a very, very awesome week this week. Actually, kind of hard to even start to break down, get to a reasonable number of stuff to go over. But I'm going to start first with a couple of updates, just letting you know that the countdown to 1,000 is now at 884, so I've knocked off the first 100 plus already, so it's a good start, not even through January yet. So, and then knocked off 12 names off my Project 2012 list, so that was almost all but two of those, I think, during this last week, so that was a pretty awesome week there. Now, I'm going to break this down. I'm going to start with the TTM returns that I got this week. Got in Slash from Guns N' Roses, signed 3 of 3 photos. That was almost a 200-day wait, so it was very nice to get those in. Usually, he's a pretty good signer. That's pretty normal wait time for him. So, also got in Burt Reynolds, signed 2 of 2 to movie posters. Got in Laurie Holden, who plays Andrea on The Walking Dead, sent a signed 8x10 photo, so always awesome to add another Walking Dead success. Got in Kurt Herbstreit via a private address I found. He signed 2 photos I sent, so it was very nice to get that in. Then a couple other quick TTM returns. Got in Colin Powell this week, signed 1 of 3. And then Ralph Nader signed a index card for me as well. And also got in Patrick Renna, who was another Sandlot cast member. Was also in The Big Green, a bunch of other stuff as well. So those were the highlights for the TTM part of my Mojo mailbox. Also got in my first order from Autograph World. Got some nice stuff there. Got in James Vanderbeek on a signed index card. Got Joshua Jackson as well. Marley Shelton, who is actually Wendy Peppercorn in the Sandlot as well. So awesome to pick up another Sandlot return there. Also got Amy Teagarden and John Noble, who plays Dr. Walter Bishop in Fringe. And Amy Teagarden recently was in the Scream 4 and was Julie Taylor on Friday Night Lights. And go over a few book pickups I also got this week, as I've got the sickness from Zane, so you guys are going to be hearing a lot about these. So
I think I've got the entire community hooked on books now, and you guys are stealing them out from under me on eBay, you bastards. Anyways, go on.
All right, go over a few of these real quick. I got in a John McCain signed book. Paid $13.99 for that shipped. Got in Joe Hill. And for you guys that don't know who Joe Hill is, he is Stephen King's son. Paid a little more for this because I've been after his autograph for a while, and he does not sign TTM. The only way you can get him is at a Comic-Con or a book signing. And I ended up paying, I think, $20.19 for the book I got from him. Also got in a Bobby Heenan signed book for $13.44, which is another person I've been after for a long time. He does not sign very well. His health is the main issue for that. Also got in Bristol Palin. I think I paid $15 for that shipped. And let's see here. One other one. This was a pretty big get for me. I've been after this one as well for a long time. She doesn't sign hardly anything at all, but finally got in a Danica McKellar signed book, paid $15.90 for that. Most of that was actually shipping. I think it was $10 or $11 shipping because it came from Canada. But for those of you who don't know who that is none other than Winnie Cooper from the Wonder Years.
Very nice.
But that is, what's that?
I said very nice.
That is my Mojo mailbox. What'd you get in this week, Zane?
Before I go over my stuff, I do want to tell people that we are going to start posting addresses of our successes on our Facebook page. So if you hear something we got in and it's not a private address, we're not going to obviously post private addresses because that's what the word private means. But all the other addresses that we use that are public already, we're going to start posting those successes on Facebook. So if you hear something that we get, you can go back to our Facebook page and get the address, see how long it took to get here and how much stuff they signed. So we're doing that as a favor to the community. So you guys kind of help you out on if you see somebody that we get in and you want to write to them, the information's there. Let's start off with my TTMs. This week was not a very good week for TTMs and even auctions for me. The one thing that saved it was a massive trade I did with Stacy. But TTMs, I got Ronald Reagan Jr., Dusty Baker, Jimmy Carter, actually, that's a pretty good one. He signed two book plates, which you don't get those very often from him. He usually signs the book, and he usually only signs one, so I was kind of surprised there. Linda Evans was a nice one, Barbara Eden, and Jim Nance. So those were my TTM, bigger TTM returns. I got some more, but they were kind of lesser names. Moving on to the auctions, I got three John Updike signed books, which is a big deal because he's a pretty well-known author. He died a couple years ago. One of the more famous American authors. Got those for a decent price. Got an Al Gore signed book, one of the ones I needed for my collection. I try to get all the guys I'm a big fan of, and I'm a big fan of Gore. I try to get all the books they've ever written signed. Jimmy Carter, it's going to be tough because he has like 19 or 20 books. So I got a ways to go on that. But Al Gore actually, I got a couple more I need to get, but I'm almost there. And then I had the massive trade with Stacy. I'm going to leave so many out because there's guys, literally this is the biggest trade ever gone down on YouTube when it comes to at least autographs. There's probably been bigger card trades, but it's crazy, man. So I got George Carlin, Jerry Rice, Magic Johnson, Dennis Rodman, and let's see who else, Jason Lee and Jerry O'Connell, you name them, I got them from Stacy if I needed them for my my list of my top 2012 wants, if you will. So just with that trade alone, I scratched off about eight people. Greg Maddox is also on there, Mia Hamm. So I got all those in from Stacy, which is awesome. All of his stuff went out. He should get that next week, so you'll hear what he got on next week's podcast. So that pretty much saved my week because I got all that freaking awesome stuff in. Because if I didn't have that, it'd kind of be a crappy week. Anyways, let's move on to the badass book buy. What you got, Stacy?
Mine's actually going to be pretty awesome, and I actually did not spend a dime on this. I got a copy of Bill Cosby's new book signed in person from Kelvin ML on YouTube, Kelvin Lee. Basically, we did a kind of a blind trade kind of thing with it. He posted, had a YouTube video saying he was going to meet Cosby and had two books. So I was lucky enough to be the first person to contact about one. So I ended up getting one of those. So ended up sending him two signed Sports Illustrated magazines. They were actually pretty good Sports Illustrated that I sent him. But like I said, I did not end up spending a penny on this book. And it was very awesome to have a legit Bill Cosby autograph in my collection now. What about you, Zane?
Well, you know, if I would have known he was going to that, I'd have him ask Cosby if his through-the-mail autographs are legit or not. And there are differences in between his in-person and his TTM autographs, which leads people to believe they're secretarial. But it would be nice to get validation from Cosby himself that, oh, yeah, my secretary signs those or something like that. So wish I would have known he was going so I could ask that question. He might not even ask. Kind of a tough question to ask somebody. But my badass book buy is Maya Angelou. And you're saying, you can get her TTM. Well, she is one of the biggest poets of all time, probably the most famous living poet. And this is signed on a 1977 University of California commencement speech program. So she gave the commencement speech for the graduation, and it's signed on that program, which I just think is pretty cool to have, you know, a time and date where it was signed. It was signed, you know, kind of far back, 77. She'd been famous for about 10 years or so, because I think she wrote her famous poem in 68 or 69. But just a really cool piece to get, and I got that for $12, which is a heck of a deal. So that's my badass book buy. Now, guys, we didn't get any Geek Week project stuff in, so we're skipping that, and we're moving to our new project, which if we get Geek Week stuff, we're obviously gonna cover it. But Project.com, that's our new project here on the podcast that we're going to tell you guys about every week as we get stuff in. Now, basically, the idea behind this is we want to collect people who are influential on the internet. So these could be internet hosts, anything that has to do with the internet. So podcasts, YouTube videos, just flat out shows they stream on the internet, like live streams, internet memes like Chuck Testa, Rebecca Black. All that stuff is fair game in Project.com. I would even say people who invented the internet, so like Vint Cerf and Tim Berners-Lee, they're even game. Anything to do with the internet is pretty much fair game in this project. So that is what's going to be going on in the coming weeks. So you look forward to see who we get back. And again, remember, all of our successes are going to be posted on our Facebook page at facebook.com/autographweekly. And if you want to get these people too, the addresses should be there, unless it's a private address. So anything to add on that, Stacey?
Not too much. Just looking forward to this. This is, I think, a very awesome project for both of us. We're both pretty into the internet culture, so it'll be interesting to see what we come up with. As I said, we just kind of us decided on this here the last couple of days, so we'll have more details as far as the people and whatnot we're going to get with this. But I think this is going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, it's a good fit for us, and it'll be a fun project for us.
That's the main thing about autograph collecting. You need to do something you enjoy. And since we both are really into internet culture, I think this is going to work out very, very well. All right, let's move on to the news headlines. What you got, Stacey?
All right, what I'm going to start with, this actually may frustrate some people for doing this, but we're just going to pass this along anyway. This was posted on YouTube, I believe, sometime this past week by Auto Signature Info, I think is the YouTube channel name. So if you guys aren't subbed him, give him a sub. But anyway, what this is, he sent in a John Travolta TTM to JSA and actually got a response back, and it came back non-malicious secretarial. So I guess that answers lots of people's questions about Travolta's TTMs.
Right, and that's been an ongoing question in the community for a while. The majority of people agree that it was secretarial, but it always helps whenever people send stuff off to get validated by JSA or PSA, and they come back with the same conclusion. Now, you know, JSA is not perfect. You know, you can't say that, oh, this is definitive proof that it's not secretarial. But it's freaking, it's damning evidence against it. PSA obviously would be a little stronger on the, you know, on this discussion. But we got a JSA response saying it is secretarial. That's the consensus in the community. So if you want to keep believing that you're John Travolta, you got TTM within a week that you sent through an email is legit, go for it. Have at it, Hoss. But the evidence is against you. All right. I do have an interesting story I found. It turns out there is a guy, and his name is Paul Schmelzer. I think I'm saying that right. Paul Schmelzer. And he has a website called Signifier Signed. Basically what he does is he collects autographs, but he has a little twist to it. What he does is he has a celebrity sign his name, not their name. So what he does is he sends a little piece of paper. It says, please sign my name, Paul Schmelzer, date it, and mail this sheet back to me in the enclosed envelope. Thank you. That's pretty much all he has in his letter. They sign the letter and send it back to him. He's got several people like this, Noam Chomsky and the guy that does the voice for Homer and Let's see if there's any other notables in here off the top of my head. Charlie Daniels. But Fats Domino. If you guys want this website, it's signifier-signed.blogspot.com. That's where he posts all of his successes. He's kind of an artsy guy, a liberal guy, and it's kind of a interesting side project. He says he doesn't take it seriously. He doesn't do it every day, but he does it to kill the time every once in a while. And like I said, he's an artsy-fartsy kind of guy and just kind of an artistic license, if you will. It's a kind of an artsy view on autographs. He says here that there's not much difference between us and superstars fundamentally. Why shouldn't he feel like it's all? Why shouldn't I feel about like it's all about me? So he's just trying to, you know, convey that yeah, they're celebrities, but they're people too, and we're all kind of equals. So it'd be awesome if you could sign my name. Kind of a weird look at it, skewed. But I thought it was an interesting story. We'll put the website link up on our website so you can just have a hot link to click to it and check it out. All right, time to move on to the Q&A section. List off those questions for us, Stacy.
Actually had a real good week for questions this week. Just a reminder, keep those coming in. We love answering these. Just either post them on our Facebook wall or email them at autographweekly@gmail.com. And the first one is coming from Steve Finch. He's asking us, who has the nicest looking autograph that we have ever seen? And the part two of the question is, what's the nicest one in your collection? And I will let Zane handle this first.
Well, that I've ever seen is probably the same as I have in my collection, because the ones I haven't seen that I don't have are basically big names like Ruth. And Ruth has a very beautiful signature, but I don't think it beats the ones I have in my collection. So I'm just going to go ahead and name the ones I do have in my collection that I think are the best. Up there definitely is Marty Marion. He passed away a year or two ago. Played for the Cardinals. Just an amazing signature. I was so jealous of his signature. I got it back probably 8 years ago on an index card, and it's just beautiful. But I'd have to say Mary Costa takes the cake, man. Her handwriting, it's basically calligraphy. It's simply amazing, and that's probably the best in my collection. So that's my answer.
I've never actually given this much thought, actually. It's a pretty good question. I know Steve mentioned, he posted this on our Facebook wall, and he mentioned Richard Petty, and I will totally agree with that. I've got a couple of Petties in my collection, and he's got a real solid signature, and I'm going to mention Cosby as well, just because I got the book, and he is a real, his actual signature is kind of a cool signature, very easy to read, very large as well.
But
so.
It's sloppy. It's sloppy. Doesn't count.
Actually, the one in my book isn't too bad, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
that's about all I can think of. If I had some more time, I'm sure I could come up with some others. If I think of some, I'll add it on our Facebook page. But we will move on to the next question coming from Michael Rhodes. He's asking us, what do you plan on doing with your collection in the future?
You're going to let me answer it first, because you always make me answer it first. Well, I have no immediate plans for it, but in the future, I don't know what's going to happen. If I have kids, I assume it's going to go to my kids. I'd like, eventually, to have such a massive collection, such an awesome collection, to open up some kind of museum where I don't just hog the autographs myself, but I can share them with other people, show them that, yes, J. Edgar Hoover put his hands on this book and signed it. You know, these are true pieces of history, some of this stuff, and to hog it to one person, you know, and let it sit around in my house is kind of greedy. So I'd like, that's my eventually, and it's a long shot, I'm not gonna lie, but eventually it'd be awesome to have like some kind of traveling museum or even a study museum, like the autograph museum. I'm sure that exists somewhere, but yeah, that's my answer. How about you?
Well, my museum already exists at your house, but...
Yeah, basically.
probably about the same thing. I mean, kids would be the first option, and if not, if any of my nephews ever get into it, I'd probably go there. I mean, it's not something I've ever really thought too much about what I'm going to do with it after I'm done with it or whatever, but probably, like I said, probably nephews or kids or just... other collectors possibly too, so That would be my answer to that, and we will move on to the next question. This one's coming from Kevin Wallace. He's asking, have you ever sent a picture of someone to a celebrity thinking it was the celebrity, but in fact it was not?
All the time. That literally happens all the time. And it's not even like that I don't know the celebrity. It's just that the person in the picture looks so close to the other person, and it's like maybe a player, and you can't see their number and you can't see their face. Stuff like that happens all the time, just because people list it wrong on Google. So, they just basically send it back with a little note saying, hey, this is not me. I can't sign it. And then some people sign it anyways. So most of the people send a note though. It's not a really big deal. Maybe the celebrity feels a little jaded that you didn't recognize that it wasn't, them, but that's the worst thing to come out of it, really.
See, not sure how he meant this. There's another way this could be taken. I think, I don't know if there might have been a way he was talking about, was sending to someone with the same name as a celebrity, like if you're doing like private address stuff.
Oh, but at least, and I think we've talked about this before on the podcast, because like the Joe Morgan thing, like Joe Morgan the coach and then Joe Morgan the player. Like Joe Morgan the coach always gets Joe Morgan the player's mail because people see Joe Morgan address up on some site, and then they write to him thinking it's the other Joe Morgan. In that case, they just say wrong Joe Morgan and send it back. But
see, I can't think. It's happened to me a couple times. I think once was a former Iowa basketball player. I was trying to look up at a private address. I think it was Roy Marble, and I sent to a Roy Marble in. I thought he was living in Michigan at the time, and I sent to a Roy Marble in Michigan, and I actually got the stuff back saying that it wasn't that Roy Marble, but he was a bounty hunter, so he gave me his autograph anyway. I think, didn't that just happen to somebody else? Was it Mike, maybe?
Yeah, somebody like that got one that said, sorry, I'm so-and-so who works at a steel mill or something like that, the steel mill worker, not the celebrity. So it's pretty interesting when it happens. It stinks, obviously, because you're not getting the celebrity's autograph back. But it's kind of funny to see what the responses are from the normal people that get fan mail that don't expect it. Put yourself in their shoes and you just get a random piece of fan mail one day. If your name is Michael Bolton, you get a little inside joke there. Not even an inside joke. If you've seen Office Space, you know what I'm talking about. If your name is Michael Bolton and you get a Michael Bolton fan letter, this is kind of funny, you know. Kind of got to laugh it off, maybe send a funny response back. But yeah, interesting little thing that happens, but you know, nothing really bad comes out of it. Lose a couple stamps.
Yep. All right, we move on to the next question. And this is from AJ Kaiser. He's got a couple for us. The first one is, have you ever gotten a response back from someone saying, I don't sign autographs, but they sign the letter at the bottom? And I will start with this and say, yep, happens. Happens more often than you probably would think. I mean, I can't think of anybody off the top of my head. I'm sure Zane's got a couple of people he can bring up, but I know it happens.
Yeah, not off the top of my head. It doesn't happen that often to me because I write to people that I pretty much know sign, and if it's a private address, usually they either sign or don't send anything back. So I haven't got it in a while, but I think the whole point of this question is it frustrating? Does it make you angry when somebody does that? Because obviously they're like, I don't sign autographs, but they sign the bottom of the letter. It's the same thing. But they don't realize it because they think an autograph has to be on a certain item. That's the way their brain works. I know Jeremy, our friend Jeremy, gets this a lot in the Medal of Honor project because they don't want people selling their autographs. They think it's disrespectful to the to the men who serve our country to sell their autographs. So they don't sign autographs, but yet they'll sign the letter telling you that they don't sign autographs. And I laugh it off. I don't think it's like harmful, or they have the right to do whatever they want. So but it's kind of funny. It's more ironic than you know, it doesn't make me angry.
Alrighty. AJ's second question is, who are we picking to win the Super Bowl? And I will just say Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady, Patriots. Next question.
This one is coming from Jason Seedman. How do you send a 16x20 TTM? And I have never done this, so
very carefully. You send it very carefully. No, I have sent posters before. That's basically a poster. So the way I would do it was I would get a mailing tube and put the picture, photo in the mailing tube and send it off to the person with a little sticker, one of those labels you put on packages. Pre-fill one of those out to yourself and stick that inside. And then basically tell the person in the letter, hey, stick this on the outside whenever you send it back to me. And then also include money to ship it back, so like $3 or $4 to ship the tube back to you. That's the way I would do it. But again, I don't do it very often. I haven't sent a poster out in a couple years. So, but if you guys know of any other ways to ship like larger items like that out, or any tricks, feel free to post those on our Facebook page and share with everybody else. So, next question.
All right, our last question of the day is coming from Jeremy Daniels. He's asking us, what made you start collecting autographs through the mail? What was your first success?
Well, I started collecting autographs in 2001. I was a kid then, and my dad, actually, I remember the exact time. My dad's like, hey, I got this really cool website you should check out. It's called Star Archive. I was like, oh, yeah, what's it about? He's like, well, it's got all these celebrities' autographs on there, and it's free, and you can get all their addresses and write to them and get autographs. It's like, oh, man, that's really cool. So I just got addicted, man. I started in, I wrote, I think the first one I got back was Larry Jansen, who played for the Mets, I believe. And he also wrote a book on baseball, because I was a baseball player at that time. I played high school ball. I was in junior high, 2001. But I still played baseball. I was obsessed with it. And he wrote a book on playing baseball that I actually had. So I wrote to him to see if I could get a personal response back, and sure enough, I did. So that really got me hooked in. I was like, oh, man, this actually works. And, of course, the rest is history. and, you know, Star Archives turned into Star Tiger. Started charging actually before that, I think. But that's how I got started. How about you?
All right. Mine is, some of you in the YouTube community specifically will kind of know this and have heard about this. I actually had a article in Beckett published where I talked about this. Basically, it started as a school project back, I don't exactly remember, it was either fifth or sixth grade. We had a school project we were supposed to write off to someone to try to get them to give us an autograph or send something back to us. And most of the guys in the class all wrote to sports teams. So basically that's how it started. Sent to several teams. Basically what I did is I live in Iowa, so I'm a huge Iowa Hawkeye football fan, basketball fan. So basically I was sending off to NFL teams where there was former Iowa Hawkeye football players used to play or currently play it. But basically, I think the first one that I got back, it was one of these two, were both Kansas City Chiefs. One was John Alton, one was Jonathan Hayes. I knew they might have came back in the same package. I mean, it's been so long ago, but I remember getting those at about the same time. And those were the first two that I ever got back, and it's just been hooked ever since then. I haven't done it consistently since the fifth or sixth grade, but it's been I've been pretty steady.
It's been part of your life, basically.
Yeah. That's kind of how that started. Like I said, some people on YouTube have heard this story. Like I said, I have an article in Beck where I talked about it. If anybody who doesn't have that, who wants a copy of that, just let me know on Facebook and I get that sent out to you.
All right, and I think it's time for the discussion roundtable. It is time for the discussion roundtable. Here today we have Stacy, Jeremy, and David, and our discussion topic is a very interesting one. It's a decision you would make if you had the opportunity to buy that one person you've been trying to get your entire life. So let's say you're a big baseball fan, and a Babe Ruth signed baseball, legit PSA certified, comes up for $5,000. That'll never happen. But if it did, and your collection was worth $5,000, would you sell your entire collection knowing that you could rebuild to buy that baseball? And we'll send this off to Stacy first.
It would be tough, but I probably would. I think it's always kind of fun to refresh and restart once in a while anyway. I've done it a couple times throughout my collecting career, and it's kind of fun doing that. So it'd be tough with some of the items I have now. But
I was going to say, this is everything. Everything you have for one item. You'd have one autograph in your entire household. This includes IPs.
Yeah, I think I would if it was the right item.
Okay, how about you, Jeremy?
I have to disagree with Stacy. I don't think I would, just because all the, you know, the hours that we put into, you know, researching and, you know, all the, you know, the time. I guess it's just the time factor for me. I've made the mistake before. You know, I sold all my autographs and I kind of regret it. But, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of autographs I want out there. You know, Babe Ruth, yeah, it'd be nice to have. Ty Cobb. But I don't know. I don't think I could. I don't think I could. I'd probably have remorse if I did that, just knowing that all the hours I spent into it and the time and the effort. And, yeah, I just don't think it's worth it.
What about the fact that you probably have all the addresses and stuff that you did research and took a lot of time to do up, so you can just write to the person again?
I know, but yeah, but it's that time factor. I don't know. It's you know, like I said, it's like starting from scratch again. I did it once, and I don't think I could do it again.
No, I hear you, because I did the same thing. I sold my entire collection when I moved out of my house at 18, and that was, you know, 5 years ago. And it sucked once I realized that the people that I had sold were, for one, worth a lot more now because a lot of them had passed away, but I didn't have those in my collection. So there is definitely a big negative to selling your collection, because there's a lot of those guys you're just never going to get again. And you could buy them, but some of them are personalized to you, and you'll never get that, especially if you have a unique name like me, Zane. So how about you, Dave? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, some of them mean more, you know. Yeah, we all want a Babe Ruth autographed baseball, or what presidential, you know, George Washington, Lincoln. Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to have, but, you know, I think the sentimental values and what you actually send out and get personalized and letters written to you and all that, and I don't think you could duplicate that.
That's a good point, because, so I guess that's what you mean when you say time and effort.
Yeah.
Those are personal interactions that took time and effort, not necessarily the research, because you'd have the research there. But actually communicating with that person back and forth to get an autograph, and even if you had letters and stuff from them, you can't reduplicate that stuff. So how about you, David?
I was actually, like, on Stacy's side with it for a little bit until you mentioned the in-persons. Like, to me, those are, you know, a lot more personal or sentimental, because it's a direct connection. It's, you know, the TTM and everything has a connection, but not as much as an in-person. But so, yeah, I would, you know, I would get rid of my collection for, like, a Roberto Clemente, which is my Babe Ruth, like, signed baseball or some cool piece it is. But, you know, because you could just, like, so you could rewrite them and go to Star Tiger, get the addresses again. Time thing's not big for me, because I like doing it, and I have it down to, like, a science, my exact way of how I do this. So that's not an issue with me. I enjoy doing that stuff. It's just knowing that, you know, you're not going to get back some of them that you have now. Some of them might not personalize it the way they did before, but you're definitely not going to get them all back. And some of the people in the process it takes to write them again, they might pass, and then you're not now you can't get them anymore. So, but giving up the in-persons is what ruined it for me. So I would say now I would not give up my collection for even a Roberto Clemente signed ball.
Well, there's also those Hail Marys, you know, that you throw out there. And you may throw 100 a year and two come back. But those two that come back, you're like, yes! But you'll never get them again, because it was a Hail Mary, you know. Guys that just don't sign on a regular basis. And you were one of the lucky ones. You wrote a good letter and they signed for you. I think those are all good points. And the way I stand on this, my entire collection, let's say for a Richard Feynman, because that's the autograph that I would pay a lot of money for. His autograph actually goes more than Ruth's does. That tells you how rare it is. Richard Feynman, one of the top, you know, scientists of all time, definitely one of the top intellectuals in this century, probably right behind Einstein. He died in 1987, but he just didn't sign a lot of stuff. So anyways, enough about him. I would say yes. For him, I would give up my entire collection to get that autograph because I knew I'd be able to rebuild. And I think a big part of that is I don't have many in-persons, so I don't have those memories directly meeting a person tied to the autographs. So it's easier for me to make that decision. You know, I know David goes to a lot of conventions, and he has those experiences. So that kind of ties into the autographs he already has in his collection, makes it a harder decision to make. So I think it's an interesting question. You guys out there listening, if you have an opinion on the matter, please post on our Facebook at facebook.com/autographweekly. Tell us your answer. We'd be interested to hear it. Thanks for listening, guys. And the keyword is Ruth. All right, time to announce the giveaway winner and the person who won the 5 certified Inkwork cards from last week's episode is Marvin Ford. Congratulations, bro. You have won. We'll PM you through Facebook to get your information. All right, and what are we giving away this week, Stacy?
Actually, a couple of pretty cool items from former guests that we did interviews with on the show a while back.
It was actually our first and second interviews that we did, so it's pretty cool. All
right, and first item is going to be a 4x6 movie poster from The Sandlot Sands, signed by Chauncey Leopardi. And the second item is going to be a Mad Magazine signed by Dick DiBartolo. That's actually a pretty awesome issue of Mad Magazine, too. So there'll be images of this posted at the website at autographweekly.com and on the Facebook page as well. So
guys, if you want to enter, all you have to do is find the keyword hidden in today's show and post that on our Facebook wall at facebook.com/autographweekly, and you are automatically entered to win. Very simple. Go do it now, or we'll come to your house and eat a hot dog. I don't know what that means. Okay, let's move on to the collector of the month, which we're supposed to pick today, but I made a little goof up last week. Yeah, I'm so sorry. That's actually going to be announced next week. So all of you guys who rushed out to make videos for collector of the month, you had another week, but I'm a douchebag and I messed up the episode last week. So that will be going on for one more week, guys. So if you haven't already, you need to get your videos together for collector of the month. All you need to do is shoot a video showing everything you got in December and January. Or if you don't have access to video, take a picture of everything you got and list it on our Facebook wall. Remember, if you take a picture, you need to include your ID or your name in the picture. So have a little card that has your name on it just to prove that it is your stuff and it's not some random person's stuff off the internet you stole a picture from. So yeah, sorry guys, that was a goof up on my part, but that will be announced next week because we're going to announce that at the beginning of every month, not the end. All right, time for Graph of the Week. Who won this week, Stacy?
That would be me.
Yeah, you won.
Another victory for me. But anyway, had 14 people vote, and basically how it broke down is I had picked Boss Hog 797's $8 pickup of a Spike Lee book. That got 10 votes for 71%. And Zane picked himself with his Betty Ford that he got for $10. And he got 4 votes for 29%. And I'm guessing one of those votes is probably himself, so he probably only got 3.
No, I actually don't. I don't vote in those. And you know, I think it was mostly animosity toward the fact that I had picked myself that lost me that. Because I really feel that freaking Betty Ford for $10 is just crazy. Come on, guys. Are you kidding me? We do also need more people to vote on this, guys. Come on, we need to get the numbers out there. Go vote for Graph of the Week. Of course, me and Stacey fight over it every week. And if you want to be influential in that, you need to go vote. Also, from this week on, we want you guys to send us, if you think you have the Graph of the Week, please send us a message telling us that. Because here's the deal. Me and Stacy, we're kind of busy. Stacy more than I now. And we can't watch every single video on YouTube. So for us to actually, you know, go through and pick stuff, it's going to take longer than we can do. So we need you to send us, if you think you have the Graph of the Week, send us an email or send us a message saying, hey, I think I have Graph of the Week. Here's the video or here's the scan. or here's the story behind it. It can be in person. It could be something you bought. It could be a TTM. It could be anything, any way you can get an autograph through a trade. But if you think you have the graph of the week, and it's basically the most impressive, that's who wins graph of the week, or that's how it's voted on, please send that to us so we can enter you in the contest. So it's kind of changing it up a little bit, but we want to include everybody. And if you feel like you got something and we didn't see the video, then we don't want you guys to feel like, oh, shoot, man, they didn't even pay attention to me. So, all right, so I am going to pick Biggie 2911, 2911, for this week. He got a Roslyn Carter signed book for 30 cents. 30 cents, my friend. Beat that, Stacey Schaefer.
Actually, I can, but a couple other things I'm going to add to the graph of the week. We are going to try to get this included on Facebook somehow. We're going to look into getting some kind of poll put on Facebook. I think that'll up the votes if it's on our Facebook somewhere. So be on the lookout for that. We're not for sure how that's going to work yet, but we're going to work on that. And then also from this point forward, the winner of Graph of the Week is going to receive something. I will be sending out something to the winner every week. So that will exclude me and Zane from being in the Graph of the Week no matter what we get.
No.
So I just wanted to add those couple things. So like I said, starting with next week's show, we'll be giving out, or with this week's Graph of the Week, the winner will be getting something, and I will be sending that out. And you asked, how do I beat 30 cents? I say free.
And he paid for the book. He paid for the book. Go on with your freaking...
The autograph was still free, though. It was Kelvin M.L.'s Bill Cosby in person at a book signing. I think it was at a Barnes & Noble. I don't remember for sure what his video said, but I think it was pretty sure he got him at Barnes & Noble. But it was a free signing of a... Free signing by Bill Cosby. So that is my pick for Graph of the Week.
He paid for the book. It's $26. All right, Bill Cosby, $26. Rosalind Carter, 30 cents. You guys decide. All right, that pretty much wraps us up for this week. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Remember to rate and comment on iTunes, guys. Please, if you haven't done that, if you have not rated or commented on our iTunes page, please, I'm urging you go do that, because it really does help us out. When people go search through the podcast and they see all those positive ratings, they're like, oh, that sounds interesting. They click on it. They subscribe to us. It helps. So please go do that if you haven't already. And that wraps us up. So, all right, guys, I'm Zane Savage.
I'm Stacia Schaefer. As always, stay classy.
And you take care, all of you autograph addicts.
Thank you for listening to Autograph Weekly. Visit autographweekly.com for news, tips, and contact information.
Blowjob.